Chapter 3, A Teacher Come From God, The Message, Part 1. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to summarize the basic message taught by Jesus Christ, give a biblical reference which summarizes basic elements of the gospel message, recognize that believers are to teach the same message Jesus taught, recognize that teaching and preaching should be accompanied with the demonstration of God's power. Identify the Bible as a basis for instruction on the kingdom of God.
Key verse, Matthew 10, 7 to 8. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. The basic message of Jesus can be summarized in one sentence. He taught all things concerning the kingdom of God. All men live in a natural kingdom of this world. They live in a city or village which is part of a nation. That nation is a kingdom of the world. In addition to the natural kingdoms of this world, there are two separate spiritual kingdoms. Every person is the resident of one of these two kingdoms, the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. Unbelievers are part of the kingdom of Satan. Satan rules their lives. They have ungodly, immoral, fleshly, sinful lifestyle. Those who have repented from sin and accepted Jesus as their personal Savior are part of God's kingdom. God is their king and he rules their lives. The gospel of the kingdom of God was the central purpose of Christ's life. He began his earthly ministry by declaring the arrival of the kingdom. Matthew 4:17. For that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He ended his earthly ministry by speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom. Acts 1:3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Between the beginning and ending of his earthly ministry, the kingdom of God was the focus of his teaching. He said, Luke 4:43, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for therefore am I sent. The parables of Jesus focused on the kingdom. His miracles were a demonstration of the kingdom of God in action. Jesus taught people how to enter the kingdom through the born-again experience, John chapter 3. This is evangelism. Jesus also taught people how to live as part of God's kingdom by developing a kingdom lifestyle. Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. This is discipleship. Basic elements of the gospel. There is a passage in the New Testament that summarizes the basic gospel message. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also we are saved, if we keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The basic elements of the gospel message are that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again according to the Scriptures. When you preach or teach the gospel of the kingdom, your message should include these basic facts. Jesus is the focus of the gospel message. Biblical teaching should always concern either evangelism, how to enter the kingdom of God, or discipleship, how to live in the kingdom of God. The Word of God. Jesus taught God's message of truth, Matthew 22:16. Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. He taught doctrine, Mark 4:2. And he taught the many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. You will learn, as you study the teaching methods of Jesus, that he used Old Testament scriptures frequently. Biblical teaching should include the total revelation of God's Word, as it is the basic instruction which teaches us how to live in the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 3, 16-17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The commission to believers. Believers are commissioned by Jesus to teach and preach the same message, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus told his followers, Matthew 10, 7 and 8, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The teaching of Jesus always included emphasis on reproduction. Those who became part of God's kingdom had a responsibility to reproduce and bring others into the kingdom. This is how the kingdom would continue to grow and spread throughout the entire world. New converts in the kingdom must become disciples. A disciple is a pupil of a teacher who learns and puts into practice what he learns. Disciples must then become apostles. An apostle is one sent forth with a special commission representing the sender. Because you received the gospel freely from Jesus, you are to share it freely with others. The pattern is summarized by the Apostle Paul. 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. It is important that you are faithful to the commission of spreading the gospel of the kingdom, because when you have completed the task, the kingdoms of the world will end. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The demonstration of power. The message of the kingdom of God is not just to be a verbal message. It is to be accomplished by a demonstration of the power of the kingdom in action. Jesus said in Luke 4:18, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. The kingdom of God was demonstrated as Jesus taught. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus commissioned his followers to spread the gospel of the kingdom, he told them in Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. The message of the kingdom of God must be accompanied by a demonstration of his power that changes lives.